Previously on That Cthulhu John.
Rutherford, are you home?
I'm scooch under the bed.
Your elbow hits something. It's a small wooden box. Walter, what have you been up to in the hospital?
I've been focusing on the spell.
This lightning spell, you feel like you almost have a grasp of it.
I kind of wanted to swing by Lenny's.
I'm looking for his closet, some clothes.
So you have dressed completely differently than what you usually do.
What's in the box?
When you open it up, you see something almost scaly in appearance.
There's a lot that I can't make out about this book.
You turn the book over to its spine, and it is the Orendum Anguis Populo. You heard Brightly talk about this book before. It's where he first learned about snake folk. It was handed down to him from his grandfather.
This seems kind of dangerous. I'm not sure we should read it based on what it warns.
As it falls, it opens up to a page. It definitely says something about a spell of a high priest. It says internal, grass.
Not writing down.
Organ.
Holy crap. I'm gonna go insane trying to figure out if Rutherford's a red herring or not.
Hello, thanks for joining us for That Cthulhu John, episode
65.
Episode 65. Yeah. We are a real play called Cthulhu Podcast. I am George, your keeper of arcane lore. And with me are my friends and investigators. Chad?
I'm giving you a no-honk guarantee.
Chuck?
Amen.
And Jenny.
Hi.
So last time we left off there, the gang was all together at Jefferson Hospital. It's about 7 o'clock, and they just got a couple of Latin words translated out of the Horrendum Anguis Populo.
Yeah, squeeze the info out of the nuns.
Yeah. Ask the nuns to read a couple key words. Words translated were
internal, grasp, and organs, as I recall. Or organ,
yes.
Maybe. Not sure if that was plural or singular.
Isn't there like explosion or something?
Nothing about an explosion.
Got him.
Kaboom.
We call that interpolation.
So, you got that information. You know that there's something to do with a high priest's spell, a high Ophidian priest's spell.
From what he had already read.
Mm-hmm.
Can I attempt to translate the name of this book to common words?
Oh, yeah, sure. No, that's actually pretty easy for you, just these three words. It just means the terrible snake society. The terrible snake society.
It's pretty literal and interesting. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they certainly weren't hiding anything, he mumbles to himself.
Pretty on the nose.
They're so secretive about everything else. Everything's been such a hard puzzle to figure out. And then the book is called The Terrible Snake Society. Spells inside.
I think we're onto something.
This is the book that was handed down to him from his grandfather. Mm-hmm. So it was written by people. It wasn't written by snakes.
Oh, man.
Snakes are so much more clever than people.
Very literal people.
Yes.
Jeez. Get your creativity out of here.
Oh, I'm so jerk.
Just breathe. Just gotta breathe. Oh,
it sounds cooler in Latin.
Yeah, it does. It never translates the same.
No, it doesn't. It is awesome.
So many books to read in so little time.
Yeah. Well, this one came with a nice hefty warning, much like some other warnings that people might have ignored.
Mm-hmm. George, people. How is my wound feeling after the graft?
You're still feeling kind of woozy, which is probably one of the reasons why you're messing up on your Latin translations, I'm guessing.
Totally.
Difficult to focus.
Yeah, last episode you were failing a lot of the Latin roles, and we're going to say that's because you're on your morphine drip, and so long as you're on that, you're not feeling too bad.
Okay. Fair trade, I guess.
I mean, it doesn't feel great. It feels both like a burn and a bruise at the same time, but it's not unbearable right now.
And is it covered with a dressing, or is it...
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Ranch.
I was thinking Russian. Mm-hmm. Seemed like he would have some Russian on him.
That's all that's happened lately.
So does Walter read us, like, everything he translated?
Yeah, I probably would have read it out loud.
I come back to the room and I give you the words. Good news, it worked. The nuns told me what these words meant. Hopefully, that might help.
I wonder. That kind of sounds faintly reminiscent of a certain autopsy report we had come across.
When you put them together, the Latin words translate into what is indeed some sort of spell to grasp someone internally. You can use this to put pressure on organs. It says, in particular, hold a heart still, or even to crush it.
Holy shit. Ooh. This is what he used to do that.
Did the autopsy report of...
Raymond?
Yeah, Tully's, his autopsy report. Didn't it seem like the heart burst rather than crushed? Or is it... Would it have a similar effect?
It would have a similar effect. Squeeze? Kind of, yeah, gotcha. More like that.
Okay.
It would be like a squelch, like a...
God, that man. Ew. Right when I thought that maybe he wasn't the bad guy.
Ugh.
Well.
How?
I guess he had them strange messages on his answer machine, which makes me not trust any of them now. Well, while he's putting all that together, I'm going to go over the evidence quietly in a chair, I guess, in the room.
Okay.
Peruse what I got already about the girls and the murder.
Right. Okay, while you're looking through the evidence, photos, reports...
Making some notes.
Give me spot hidden roll.
Fleshing out some thoughts on paper. Am I looking for like a pass? Or like a... Like is a regular pass suffice? Because I'll spend 3 points.
A regular pass would suffice.
Alright, I'm spending 3 luck points.
What's your spot hidden?
55.
It's not bad.
I rolled 58.
It's not bad.
It could be better. And luck is down at 24 now.
So you're looking through these photos. You look at the photos when the bodies were removed. And at the corner of your eye, you see the greeting card that is standing up on Walter's nightstand. The one that was given to him by Tom Winklespecht.
Mm-hmm.
It's standing up so that it's displayed so you can see both the inside and outside of it. But at the corner of your eye, you catch... Tom Winklespeck's signature.
That messy signature, just as I'm flipping to the photo of the words written at the murder scene?
Right.
Maybe?
You'd have the photo of where the bodies were removed from the murder scene. And if you remember, it was underneath the bodies that scribbled in chalk was the words, forgive me.
Man, they look pretty similar.
It looks pretty similar to Tom's signature.
Yeah, I'm just like, whoa, wait a second. I stand up, I put everything down except the photo of the chalk at the scene. Walk over to Walter and pick up his card. Put the picture on top of the card so it's, you know, kind of right next to the signature. I'm just looking at them next to each other. I hand it to Walter.
Yeah, he's a little curious.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm no handwriting forensicist or whatever. But
analyst, maybe?
Figure out guy. but they look pretty close. What, now that I think about it, I rummage around for photos of the fibers.
Okay.
Weren't we just talking about him wearing the same thing all the time? And it's that green sweater. and some other colors.
Yeah, with the pinstripes. Like blue and orange, maybe?
Walter, you remember. He had the olive green vest that has the orange and navy blue plaid stripe across it.
Is it like an Argyle?
Yeah.
Nice.
Does this mean what I think it means?
It looks a whole lot like your Magus 5 is some murderers.
What? Shit.
Wait a minute. Let me see these pictures. Are there pictures of the bodies?
There are. Yeah, you have them with you.
I'm thinking about the messages left on his answer machine, and I still have the tape recording of them too. Some of the stuff that they said right before the murder, I guess, right after. Do the times line up with when he said, I don't know. He called Brightley's office, like freaking out, saying like something went wrong.
Yeah.
Experiment failed.
Would that have lined up with when that murder might have been? I think it was later that same day that I heard it.
Thank
you. Right, so it lines up that he left that message after.
Jesus, who are these people? I thought he was like the normal one.
Walter, are you looking at these crime scene pictures?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, give me an intelligence roll.
Man, I really wanted Tom to be on our side. Ooh, 96.
Heather, you're there too?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
You have a bit of a medical background, right?
Yes.
Okay, give me an intelligence roll.
Sweet.
What the hell could have done these to their heads? He's kind of looking at the wounds now.
Forensics at work said it had to be something man-made.
68. Pass.
I remember her intelligence is high. Heather, you look over the over the shoulder of these guys while they're looking at the pictures, and you see the round burn marks around the heads of these girls. You look over at Walter, and you see that he has little pads hooked up to him with, like, wires and stuff around his chest area. And you think, oh, it's one of those medical diodes.
Seems like it's likely that it was electrical burns.
Man, these poor girls.
Doesn't seem like brandings or anything.
Yeah, it's like they were doing, like, medical experiments on them?
That's apparently a failed experiment. So it was after 1 a.m. when we listened to that message this morning, super early. And the bodies were found Tuesday morning.
Oh, my God.
So we know that that message was left around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Ever since I heard that, I didn't really trust them, but I couldn't put it together until just now.
Well, I mean, I guess we could check in with Raquel.
I think we're going to have to. I have to get some information.
Maybe she knows a little about his background.
I've already asked a little bit about it after we listened to the messages.
Can I show Walter it might be unrelated, but the drawing that we found in Rutherford's office?
The sigil?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that you found in his office at the university.
Yeah. Hmm. Just like, I don't know if this is related, but I meant to show you this, too. This was in Brightley's office.
If I had to guess, this is probably the configuration for the ritual he wants to perform. I don't know. I mean,
it's a pretty good guess.
Are there five spots around this diagram? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what was my thoughts.
Five spots?
Well, Magus 5, I would assume all of us have to be a part of the ritual.
Oh, I see. How many dots were on the burn pattern on the girls' heads?
Six each.
Six, okay.
Okay, that's what I was wondering with the drawing. I thought maybe it was the same pattern, and it was like something having to do with that experiment.
No, it was three, basically three on each side.
So many things going on!
Yeah.
Well, it might be nothing, but, I mean, if the ritual is to summon a shambler, there would be a sixth entity or individual in that case. I don't know, that could be grasping for straws. But,
is it true?
Well, I mean, that's the idea. I mean, they want to summon this shambler thing to get some insight as to the location of the Ophidians.
Right, but there's also another ritual to bind it, right? And isn't that what all the points are all about? Because you have to bind the Shambler so that you can get info from it or something. Yeah. I don't know. It seems real. I don't even know what these guys are thinking.
There's a summoning spell, and then the whole ritual is to actually bind the dimensional Shambler, and that's where the age comes in.
Because otherwise, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be too cool.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the Shambler is, but if it's not from here and we bring it here.
Yeah. Pretty safe bet it's terrible.
Yes.
It seems odd to be summoning one creature to just to get info from it. Why does it need to be bound in the first place? I don't know. I don't trust it, especially knowing what we know now. I don't think he's telling us everything. And Raquel doesn't seem to know shit. Hopefully she's not in on it, because we could use somebody if we're going against guys that put down other guys for not knowing magic. It's a little dangerous for me, especially. I ain't got shit.
Well, speaking of which, that kind of gives me an idea that I thought might help you out. One of the spells that was in Yuki's diary or so, doesn't it have something to do with shape-shifting? I mean, maybe you could use that to your advantage if everyone's looking for you. Kind of shrugs.
We did talk about that. I mean, I suppose I'm open to it.
You don't want to be called a plebe now, do you?
Just recently found out that I'm kind of a natural at accessing magical opals, so maybe...
Oh, actually, speaking of which, give yourself another mythos point.
Oh.
For accessing that opal. Same with Heather.
Really?
Because she touched it, yeah.
Very cool.
Which drops your max sanity down by the same.
Yep.
But that's very rarely needed.
Yeah. You usually don't get that much back.
So much reading. Maybe I should stop using this stupid plunger thing. He looks a little groggy, tries to shake some of the sleep out of his eyes.
Could I use the phone here in the room?
Okay.
Call Raquel. I'm not sure what we want to tell her just yet. I guess we don't really know too much. It's all just more speculation, but we now know that Brightly had the means to kill Thule the way he was killed. We also know that the two Ophidian priests that are in the form of the mayor and his assistant, they could have also done it.
Do we tell her about the book?
I think maybe we should leave the book out for now and just focus on Winkelspecht. I mean, she probably knows some of his background. I mean, if he's known to fabricate things for experiments or he has a personal lab, maybe she could give us the location.
Yeah, I'm thinking about swinging by his place, so I was going to ask for the home addresses of the other, the Magus 5, those three. Well, I guess you have Brightly's. We got to go back to his house at some point as well, especially if he's out of town.
What do you want to do there?
Well, she hadn't really come through it very much.
No, someone came in and I didn't really get to...
There is the question of what to do with, you know, his book that we took. You brought it up already. Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, putting the box back, maybe an empty box, or copying what we can.
Yeah, how many pages is the book?
The book is about 100 pages. It's not a very large book.
You could just copy it.
It's like a booklet.
What's a Xerox? Like a nickel?
Yeah. Nickel.
A lot of nickels. It's 100 nickels.
I mean, if you want, you could drop me off at the library. I could make copies.
It's way after 7 now. I don't think the library will be open.
I'm sorry, what's today's date versus when Rutherford's coming back? How many days do we have?
You have...
I know it's Wednesday.
6 days, I believe, because it's Wednesday still. But he comes back the 19th.
Well, all right. I know I just said that we maybe shouldn't tell her about it, but I guess we could also ask Raquel if she's interested in translating this. I mean, her being the superior linguist here. She could probably finish this in 6 days and glean if there's anything super noteworthy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to give her too much just yet, just in case she does something when we're not around.
Yeah.
Who knows what these other guys can do? We already know they have, I can't believe I'm saying, spells, magic.
Speaking of, this is kind of a long shot, but I do have Raymond's brother. I could check with him to see if he had any meetings with the mayor for any reason. I mean, at least that would kind of get rid of some variables in the equation.
I suppose it might be something that you might tell your family about, meeting the mayor.
Maybe he received an award or something, but I don't know. That seems kind of far-fetched, but I don't know. I mean, it is something.
Walter, do you think there's any chance that the guys at the bookstore would let me in to make copies for free while it's closed?
Something tells me they wouldn't really appreciate me giving you the keys to the place. Okay. But, I mean, we have 6 days. It doesn't necessarily need to be done tonight.
We just got that fancy new camera system installed.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right, because of the robbery and all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, coming back to Rutherford.
Oh, right.
I mean, I guess a good night's sleep could help me with the translations tomorrow.
Probably. It was an exciting day. It's been an exciting week. I hate you too.
We love you too.
I hate that bastard Lenny. let's talk about
Don't say that.
That's shapeshifting.
All right. So you still have that book, right? There, Heather?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Because I think you said I had, like, another day.
Yeah, we're going to get, you get a shot to learn,
yeah,
to
that's
basically
it. That's
learn
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because there's a role involved, so.
I mean, Thompson, where are you staying? Like, do you want to try and learn this spell? And, like, do you want to stay at Walter's? Or do you think people do, or do you want the keys to my apartment? I don't know if anybody would know where I lived. Because I'm assuming you can't stay at your place now.
I might just go to take a cab to a motel or something for the night. Your apartment, I'm still not too sure about, but with, what is up with all these teachers? That other professor running around. What's up with this school?
I know.
Well, give a history roll.
Oh. Ooh. Historically, I might know that I don't, where's history? I don't want to do it.
Yeah. I failed.
Yeah, I failed too.
Even though I have 50 for history.
That's a waste of a good roll.
Are we all doing it, or was that just funsies?
You can do it if you'd like.
Yeah, I just failed it because we're all in the same room.
I got the base shit. I just did it to see. Built on Indian burial ground. Case closed.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Probably. It makes sense. All right. Well, but does one need to learn how to shift face?
Well, if it's anything like the spell that I learned, it takes a lot of studying and reading and concentration. But, you know, if you have time to kill anyway, it might be the best time.
Well, you're super smart, too.
You mind if I take a look at it now before they kick us out? I'll sit in here quietly as long as I can.
Yeah, definitely. I can help you translate, or, you know, if there's anything that doesn't quite make sense, I can try to lend some insight.
Walter, none of it makes sense.
Touche.
Alright, I'd like to take a look at it then. See if I can glean anything. See if I am a natural like I was with the pearl.
Okay, all right. I'll give you the book.
Give me a second here.
Detective, run!
This is my favorite. That's so cool.
Oh, so good.
I thought I was so dead.
So did I.
Judo Chop!
Yeah, it was Judo Chop.
You could put me in a snake hole.
I thought you were going to get stuck in like some weird prison or actually witness protection, and then it was just going to be me wandering around clueless. Walter's in the hospital. You're stuck in a hole, like, and just me like, oh, maybe I'll just steal some stuff. I don't know.
Losing fingers,
shooting nail guns.
Cool.
I know, it's not that bad. In the grand scheme of what's happened, it's not too bad.
You get a prosthetic fingy.
No, a knife. I wanted a knife.
A knife tip?
Yeah, like a switchblade knife finger.
That's fair. I would make it like a hollow compartment that you can open. You could put like microchips and suicide pills in it.
Those two things were like locked and loaded.
Maybe not mixed up, but like I was just thinking about people carrying like those little rings and stuff, you know? Those pill rings.
Or maybe just like a wooden finger, like what's his face?
Like Chubbs?
Yeah.
This one's for you, have just a black wooden fingertip.
Yeah.
It's made of wood. Real sturdy.
Okay, so here's what the skinwalking one was. For purposes of disguise, the caster may meld, bend, and alter the skin of one general body area per casting. General body's areas are head, torso, right arm, left arm, right leg, left leg. The caster must cast the spell upon themselves or upon another.
Hmm.
In which case, for the spell to take effect, the caster must succeed in an opposed power roll with the target, unless the target is willing. Okay.
Neat.
So you could possibly just make someone look like someone else without them wanting to be that way.
Hmm.
I mean, that's a neat one.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So I could learn it and make Tom look like Lenny.
And I could make you look like Lenny.
You could.
Theoretically, just as an example.
Maybe that's what we're missing. I mean, if we need to get close to the mayor and his assistant...
We all should look like Lenny.
Or couldn't you make someone look like Joey or...
Well, yeah, they don't know that he's, you know...
Oh, that's a good idea.
Possible. I thought about it. I'm not sure whose face I would take, but mine's not a good one to have right now.
All right, so it goes on to say to change a single body area takes about 30 minutes to prepare and enact, with the effect lasting approximately 1 hour. For permanent change, it costs the caster 5 pow per body area.
Wow.
A second casting of the spell can undo the change.
That costs permanently 5 pow.
Would they both cost 5 to change and then change back?
No, I would think it would just... So, the 5 pow is if you want it to be permanent. Otherwise, the cost of it is 5 magic points and 1d6 sanity.
5 MP, 1d6 sanity?
Yep. You are going to have to get it translated, though.
I want to need you guys to translate what the heck you just said.
what's it written in?
Korean.
I see.
Oh, right.
It was never translated?
Nah, she only did R2 because we were ready to learn them.
R2!
Didn't you bring it to someone at your work?
Well, we had Raquel take a look at it, and she translated the 2 spells for us.
There was a Korean guy, but
that guy.
Yeah.
Right, I didn't really have time. It was something we speculated.
Okay.
I could ask, possibly, but I can't go back there again right now.
No. Kathy's going to miss you.
Ack!
Men keep running out of her life. She can't help it. Alright, so I kind of look it over and then quickly realize that the characters in that language are foreign to me.
Uh-huh.
However, do we photocopy any of this? Or is this in the notepad still? Or is this...
Yeah, I think this is the original.
Okay. Well, if we want to run to... there might be a copy place of sorts. Downtown, maybe?
Well...
Well, we're near a school as well.
Yeah, and that's true. It's also 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I do want to also call Raquel.
I'm sure they have them in the school. If we're going to talk to Raquel, they have copy machines. We could go there. You could copy them.
Well, let's call her and see what happens. If not, we might have to wait till tomorrow. But I have to do something at the school tomorrow anyway. I should be able to get more information on your roommate's professor. I did get that warrant. I have it with me. I doubt they're going to call and check to, you know, clarify when I show it to them. So I just went there earlier this morning. This afternoon, I guess. Or whenever. We'll be able to get information on him and the others, I suppose. Whatever I need. The girls, too.
Oh, yeah.
I won't be able to get too much from Arkham because I'd have to call another police like precinct or hope that that school just is forthcoming with it, but I doubt they will be. So that, I don't know if it's going to happen, but Raquel said she would try to look into him too.
I mean, what do you think about the guy that's obsessed with you at your work? Didn't you say there's a kid there that's like a puppy dog?
He just really wants to be helpful. He's like, he's a go-getter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little green. He hasn't really been beaten down by the job yet. I made him smile before I ran out of there. I guess that's good. I don't know. I told him I might need his help soon.
So, okay.
But then I'm good. Really...
Yeah.
You
might.
Well, I guess... Yeah, maybe I can call him. He'll probably take a bullet for me, I'm sure. I could feed him to the snakes.
Put him in the basement of the school.
Put some mushrooms in the walls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Don't
do that.
Oh, no.
Don't touch the mushrooms.
That's where they were going to take me, I think. If I got arrested and they took me away, that they were going to put me in a dirt hole with mushrooms and snake ghosts.
They might have. You guys are calling the school right now?
Yeah.
Yes. Try Raquel's office first. She's always there.
Call Raquel's office. She is not there this time.
I will try her home number.
Try her home number. You get to her and, what time is it?
It's well after 7. It's well 7 when I got 7. Back to the room, right?
Yeah, alright. So yeah. Let's call it 7:30. And call her up. Yeah, she'll be home at that point.
Do I tell her? Right, we're not going to mention that he murdered some girls just yet.
Hello?
Ah, Raquel. This is Luke Thompson calling from Walter's hospital room.
Oh, hi, Luke. I hope you don't have more bad news for us.
Not at all. I was actually just kind of checking in and wanted to see if you could give me any info on some of the other Magus 5. I don't remember if I got their info before, but do you have the addresses of the other members? Tommy Winks. We have Brightly. There's also Willis Freeman.
She does have addresses for them. Willis Freeman lives in Elkins Park. And Tom Winklespecht lives in Collingswood, New Jersey.
Now, am I to suspect that he would transport these girls across state lines to dump them? Or are they keeping them at either Brightley's or Freeman's house? Or another location entirely.
What, like new girls or the ones that...
The ones that,
they had.
Were extremely emaciated and dumped. I mean, he must have been holding them for some time if they're this... but I couldn't get info on the last time I saw them.
I mean, both of the girls were students, right?
Yeah. I haven't found any info on when they were last seen yet. But we have to assume they had them for some time.
Ask her if she knows if Tom is a craftsman or not, if he could have constructed whatever apparatus was used here.
All right. An idea.
Well, he's obviously well into numbers, mathematics, and he's been tooling around with different geometries and things like that. He's the head of the computer sciences program here. As far as I've known, that's his main functions here.
I see.
As far as his personal life goes, I don't know too much about Tom, honestly.
You ever been to his office?
I've been in his office before.
Have any idea how many and what kind of degrees he's got hanging up? Just off the top of your head, I mean, anything that might suggest that he can build an electronic device of sorts?
She says, well, I wouldn't put it past his ability to build even a complicated electronic device.
That makes sense. Math guy. All right. Did you get a chance to tell Freeman about the special guest sleeping in the basement of the museum? The... Serpent of interest.
Oh.
Pretty good. Got him. She says, yeah, I did get a chance to talk to him. He was, sounded a little too excited on the phone, if I gotta be honest with you.
That sounds like a biologist to me.
Well, to be fair, it is kind of groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Walter says to his defense. I mean, I think anybody in his position would be.
You should have seen it.
Ugh. I'm not sure I want to.
We're going to work on taking it out tomorrow.
I see. I'll be coming by the school at some point to see what information I can get about some other things. And another question, did you ever have time to look into, what was it, Arkham University? Where Professor...
Bradshaw?
Was it Miskatonic that he worked at?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Classic.
She says, yeah, Bradshaw did a stint teaching theatrics at Miskatonic. But if you look into his track record as a director, there are multiple suicides amongst his cast members.
Whoa.
Is it typically the leading lady?
He says it's been more than once, but it hasn't been restricted strictly to them.
Oh my god.
Ginger may be in more trouble than we thought.
From what you guys have told me, his methods are extreme.
Yeah, he's insane.
Alright, she also tells you that she looks into Lisa Jones as well. It seems that she had isolated herself from her friends and family, then gave her entire trust fund over to Bradshaw and signed paperwork to make him the executor.
That sick son of a bitch.
And do I know, does she have money?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I know that her parents, I mean, she paid for the apartment probably.
Yeah, her parents have money.
That's why he's got Ginger. She has money.
I wouldn't be too worried unless they mysteriously die. Well, I mean, they'd have to go first so it could transfer to Ginger. That'd take months.
But do I know that she has like a trust fund and she has money from them?
Yep. She has a trust fund set up from her parents who are pretty loaded.
Yeah, they paid the phone bill that you were calling Alaska from.
That's neither here nor there.
I'm pretty sure they pay that long distance.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They never even cared. They never called us and were like, where are all these phone calls coming from? They just paid it.
Hey, could you stop calling Alaska, please?
My grandpop's there.
So she gives you that information?
Yeah, does anyone else have anything they need to ask her about? I'll hand the phone off. Just passing the phone around to everybody.
Walter just says in the background, thank you for doing all this legwork. Couldn't do this without you. I mean that literally.
You hear her say back over the receiver, well, you guys have been doing a lot of the legwork yourselves, so much appreciated on your end as well.
And we don't tell her anything about the other stuff, I guess.
We didn't mention the book that we found. We didn't give her any reason to distrust the other members more so than she already doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say that I was in the house and stole stuff?
Not yet.
All right, okay. Yeah, no, she doesn't.
Probably leave that
part out.
Because
everyone ends up being evil.
She's the mastermind behind it all.
She's the Thagwa.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Any more work on the Skinwalker spell translation?
She says, yeah, I actually have the whole thing translated.
Oh, wow. Impressive.
Thanks. And she says, if you have a fax machine, I can get it to you.
Well, like I said, I'll be coming by sometime tomorrow morning to the school, so I'll try to catch up with you before class or whatever.
Sure, that works. My classes usually start at 8, so if you can get there before then.
When are you meeting up with Willis Freeman to move the baby?
Mm-hmm. We're going to try to do that at 6 in the morning.
All right, then I'll come down sometime between... I don't know how much I can help you, by the way. Something I should mention. I think at the moment, I probably don't have a badge.
What? You mean you're not?
They tried to force me into protective custody.
Oh, no.
I probably got a few bolos out. They're probably looking for me.
They're going to come after you like they did Lenny.
Well, it doesn't help that I work for one of the... remaining Ophidians, being the chief of police. So I'm going to be in a little bit of hiding, but I'm still kind of looking around trying to get any info I can. I mean, obviously, can't ignore it.
Oh, hey, you know, this is a long shot, Raquel, but a little more information on Raymond's death kind of came to light. Is there any chance he ever met with or, you know, had a meeting with the mayor and or his assistant? I know it's kind of grasping, but a little process of elimination.
Well, she replies to you, well, it's nothing that I've ever heard him talk about. And it's, believe me, it's the kind of thing that if it happened to him, I would have heard about it. Raymond had a big opinion of himself.
I see. Well, I mean, I guess meeting the mayor is kind of important.
Hmm. Maybe that explains why him and Rutherford butt heads.
Hmm. Oh, it definitely had a lot to do with that.
They both wanted to be the big brains in the room.
That sums it up pretty good there, Detective.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
Sorry. It's been a while.
It has.
Oh, shit.
Super cop mode.
It's not the same without a mustache.
It's 8 o'clock now, we're going to say. Sun's down, it's dark out. Anything else you want to ask, Rachel? Or Rick? Rachel. That was a whole new pronunciation.
Every time. I love it.
Guess it's like the Gold Club all over again. Or Chamber Fest.
You're probably saying it wrong.
Which would, I feel like, make her so, so, so mad.
As a linguist? Yeah, right?
And
oh,
just, yeah.
Oh, it would. And just,
do you not see the accent over the C?
And just like a woman who is always getting pushed aside by the dudes and every dude keeps saying her name wrong.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Turns out she knew the heart exploder.
Yeah, exactly.
We all died from it.
I'm wondering now.
Call me Rachel one more fucking time.
It's like French for Rachel, right? Close enough.
All right. She says, well, guys, I got to get up early tomorrow, so I'm going to hit the hay pretty soon. Anything else I can do for you?
Nothing I can think of now. Anything comes up, I still have my pager. She has the number.
She goes, okay, Detective Thompson. Well, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow then.
Very well.
Thank you. He says in the background.
All right, so you hang up with her?
Yep. I pack up, grab my stuff, throw my jacket on. I say, I should probably head out, find out where I'm going to lay low for the night. But I'll be in touch tomorrow. I'm going to go down to U of Penn in the morning. Probably get there around 7 or so.
I mean, if you want, you're welcome to crash at my place too. May not be the best long-term solution, but in a pinch.
I'm a little worried about being around Lenny's house too much, just if they know I was there before.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and they're getting desperate. They might start looking, you know, people always return to yada yada, is what they tell us first day on the job. You know, that's what I learned. So I was kind of stupid to go back there, but I couldn't help it. That's what we do.
He reaches out and touches your face where your mustache was. No, I'm just kidding.
Why is it Ricky doing that? maybe not so soon until I'm a little more comfortable that they're not looking so hard. Who knows how long that'll be. Once they're dead, probably.
Well, it's probably good to be cautious.
I'll call your house tomorrow then. Heather, assume you're going there.
Yeah, do you want to just drop me off there since you're, like, looking for, like, a hotel to stay in? You just drop me off at Walter's?
No, I'll just have you pick me up tomorrow.
You have, like, a lot more to do in the morning than I have to do.
It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, you could use the car if you want.
I've seen Walter's car. I'm okay.
Oh, my God. What a snob.
Pinto versus T-Bird.
Yeah, I'll take the yellow cab. it's probably better for now. You keep it.
Yeah, maybe it's safer since that lady did see the car.
You're getting caught breaking and entering one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's a good thing there's no ring cams.
All right. So you guys kind of part ways?
Yeah.
Yeah, I catch a cab outside the hospital. I feel like cabs were everywhere back then. Like, every hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're still out front of hospitals.
Yeah, I mean, bus stops, you'd have no problem in that area finding a cab.
Mm-hmm. No.
Any time of day.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about where we was.
All the schools, all the hospitals. Yeah. Yeah.
Get a hack cab. Tell them you're a cop once they drop you off. Then you get a ride for free. Because that shit's illegal. Oh.
They're not going to think I am because I don't have a mustache.
It's true. Sounds bogus.
Yeah, I don't believe you. Like, yeah, prove it. No, I'm just going to lay low. That's fine. So I'll take a cab to a seedy motel somewhere.
All right. We'll just call you at a seedy motel at this point now. Around 9 o'clock. What are you doing, Heather?
I guess I'll just go back to Walter's.
You go back to Walter's? Crash out for the night?
Yeah, I'll read my little translations and...
Keep trying to learn that spellsy?
Yeah, eat something.
Okay. Just kind of crash out for the night.
I'm going to go to the motel and... where I visit my best girl, Motherford.
Motherford, I forgot about Motherford. It already.
I just put it together. That's his mother. So, his mother is my prostitute.
Walter, Jesus Christ.
It's just a call. It's a callback. It's my fault.
She invented OnlyFans.
Hey, I know her.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
Let me see your feet real quick.
Can you put a necklace on?
Take a gander at those tootsies.
Miss Tovember.
Yes.
So, Walter, are you crashing out for the night or just staying up studying as much as you could?
I'm going to do something I probably shouldn't and try to read the terrible snake people diary.
You're such a stinker. You're like, we shouldn't read this. We shouldn't read this. It's dangerous. And then you're like, got such a book boner that as soon as we walk out of the room, you're peeking the mat.
Yeah, he can't help it.
I love it.
And, oh, actually, there is one other thing, too. Before I start to read it, I take a moment to smell the pages of the book.
Boner.
That's a Walter.
It smells kind of leathery and, like, dusty paper at the same time.
Hmm. And poison.
It smells like chloroform.
Oh,
passes right out. Keeps trying it again for hours.
Damn it! My one weakness!
So, Heather, you crash out for the night.
Mm-hmm.
You go to sleep. All of a sudden, you feel like you wake up. But when you wake up, all you see is an earthen wall dotted with little blue lights, illuminating dark-colored flowers with an eerie glow. You are hogtied, and you see in the dim lighting that your skin is dark brown, with what appears to be a wedding band on your left hand. Your right arm is extremely painful, and you think it might be broken. You call out for help in a voice that is unfamiliar to you, but there's no answer. You see that you are facing a table with a horrible-looking gold statue in the form of a snake with arms atop it. You struggle, but you can't undo your binding. You hear what sounds like a door open, and something drops through the shadows with a terrible thud. You manage to roll yourself over in the direction of the sickening sound. You see there a heap of what may have once been a person, an arm that is singed black, extending from the pile of meat and broken bones. On the hand, extending from the pile, you see a ring that matches the one you have.
Oh.
Turning your gaze up, you see ladder rungs embedded in the side of the dirt wall. You hear some footsteps coming down the ladder, and you see Yuki enter the pallid glow with you. She takes a knee down onto your level and says, "Oh, you're awake. That's too bad, because I was going to kill you while you were unconscious. I'm not cruel, after all. Why do you look so surprised? You didn't think I'd let your husband get away, did you? I can't have anyone knowing all my little secrets, after all."
Damn.
So she laughs and then she stands up. An almost empathetic look on her face slowly changes to one of joy. "Don't worry. You'll be reunited when you join the others." She pulls out a decorative knife and puts it to your throat. She smiles, and with a quick swing of her arm, you feel your throat get cut deeply. You try to gasp for air, but can't find your way into the lungs because your trachea has been slit so wide open. You feel like you're drowning while dry. The blue lights start to fade around you, and then you wake up desperately trying to force air into your lungs as fast as possible. But the intensity of the inhalation causes you to suck your uvula down your throat, and you feel like you're choking on it. You desperately try to cough to dislodge it, but it's difficult to do when you have so little air in your lungs. Finally, you catch your breath, wondering, why are you having these visions of yourself as other people? Natural world, roll.
What the fuck? Hold on, I gotta... Sick. Hold on, I gotta just snap out of it for a second.
It's traumatized, it needs a moment. Yeah, natural world roll. What's up?
World is under N.
Under medicine.
N, yeah. Holy shit, George. No, super fail. Super fail.
Okay. In that case, give me an education roll.
Even though I do have a check in natural world, which is... I don't remember doing that. Okay, 51. Yeah, it's a pass. Regular pass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to remember through your dream, and you always are seeing things through other people's eyes, it feels like, just before they die. And what was it that she said? It was something about joining the others?
Yeah.
The people in the walls?
Oh, God. The people in the walls. That could be what she meant. Yes.
Are you connected to the mushies?
Oh, my God. I am. It's in my bloodstream. I touched all that shit. Now I can see, like, that Christopher Walken movie. You, like, touch people and you remember how they die.
Yeah, probably...
Oh, fuck.
Yay, you figured it out.
That redheaded dude when I looked in the window. Oh, my God.
Okay, neat. Cool. All right.
Cool.
Wow, so how many memories do you have?
I
was going
to say, now I have to listen to every old episode and try to figure out and read all my notes, figure out how many times I've seen myself die. Who was it? Who's my...
Who am I? Which me is me?
Who's Mushroom?
Am I
Did
Heather?
My voice sound old? Did it sound young?
Am I Janet? Am I Chucky?
You gotta look into, like, missing... Did I...
Anyway, as you check into your CD hotel room there, Thompson...
Oh, I thought... Go on.
Open the door. It's all, you know, shades of yellowy brown in there, and... Place so skanky the sheets have open sores.
I'll go to the place next door. Slightly better. No. As long as they got to pay by the hour, I'm good.
Yeah, they got to pay by the hour. They got the magic fingers.
They ain't asking no questions.
Yeah.
And they don't need my ID or nothing.
But you get a buzz on your pager.
Who's the number?
You don't recognize the number.
And what is it, like 8:30, 9 o'clock, something?
It's about 9 o'clock right now.
It's not one of the recent numbers I may have got. All right, well, fuck. Did I get a room yet?
You're in your room. You're putting your stuff on the bed.
I don't want to use this phone just in case. I'm going to take a walk, like 10 blocks or something.
Okay.
Just in case, give me some time to...
Quite a ways away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will call them back.
Okay. You call the number back?
Oh, I'm out of quarters. I got 2 dimes and a nickel. I don't even know if they cost that much. It's probably a dime.
Yeah, it's a dime. So you call the number back, and someone answers, goes, hello?
I'm returning a call. I've received on a pager.
Ah, yes, Luke.
And who, may I ask, is speaking?
Well, you may not ask. However, you can ask who's speaking now. And then you hear Nancy's voice on the other end of the phone. Luke, they have me. They have the boys. Luke, just do what he says. And we're ending the episode.
Don't you do it.
Damn.
I hope the kids are out of town, because who cares about Janet? Or Nancy.
Nancy.
Oh, my ex. Well, it looks like I'll be getting that divorce soon.
No more child support.
Whoops. Oh, except I'll have to actually support and raise them. So no more vigilante battles against monsters.
No, they're going to kill your kids too. It's fine.
Or I can train them from a young age to battle the forces of the other
that
world.
That'd actually be pretty neat.
Steal their mind against it.
I wanna be the very best.
oh man, yeah, we can catch other monsters in geometric shapes and the kids could throw them out, be like, Windwalker, I choose you.
All right, we're going to call it there, guys. Thanks to everyone listening. Thanks especially to Tom Wink, Regis Philbin, Sarah Wiley, Anne-Marie Callahan, and Mike Earl. You guys are our best supporters out there.
I'm on to you, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Coming for you, Tom.
And everyone, just remember, sanity is overrated.
Thank you, everybody.
And the Thunderfall takes 5 minutes.
5 minutes to cast.
For the Thunderfall.
Man, it's like a Dragon Ball Z power-up thing.
Yeah.
Fucking forever passes.
It's going to take like 3 episodes to cast that spell.
Which is 10 minutes.
You know what? I'm going to start casting that now, George.
Yeah. it's ready to go. I'll stop right at the last second, then I'll start again, just in case I need it.
Nurse comes in the door. Hi, Walter. Can I change your...
One of my notes just says, Shambler appears and says, that's Brisk, baby.
Who keeps casting that spell? I can't concentrate.
Who is writing these notes? And no wonder I never know what I'm doing.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm like, oh, let me check my notes from last week. Let me see what I wanted to do. Oh, don't die. Cool, great. That's helpful.
Hey, this is George. Just a quick reminder to like, follow, and review us if you like what you're hearing. And if you want to support us and make our show better, head on over to our Patreon. You can always email us at contact@thatcthulhujohn.com with any comments. And you can follow us on Instagram @thatcthulhujohn.